In 1950, the Georgia State General Assembly created a retirement fund for police officers to supplement what their local forces offered. But for the next 25 years, African Americans who tried to join say they were rejected. Now, state lawmakers are considering legislation that many say would right those wrongs. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Emily Kopp reports.
DeKalb County Police Chief Lewis Graham began his career more than 40 years ago as a rookie in the Atlanta Police Department. He says back in 1964, segregation was routine.
We were walking. The white officers were riding. We were not allowed to work in the white neighborhoods. And so, yeah, it was a lot of segregation going on at that time.
Graham remembers being scolded for arresting a white man. He also recalls applying to the Peace Officers Annuity and Benefit Fund, which state lawmakers had created.
Well, you know, I waited around and finally I got notice back that they were not accepting applications. You know, I wondered, well, why? But, you know, during those years, I just never bothered with it anymore.
Graham says he moved on, making other arrangements for retirement. But others still feel the sting of rejection. Retired Captain James Booker says after applying, he received a letter saying the fund was for whites only. He immediately destroyed it.
Who wants to keep a piece of paper denying you the right that you have given to you by becoming a law enforcement officer, by retiring, and a rightfully right? You don't keep material of that sort. You threw it away.
Booker has spent his retirement years lobbying lawmakers to make amends. By unanimous consent earlier this month, state representatives approved a bill they said would right those wrongs.
On the passage of House Bill 101, the yeas are 167, the nays zero. This bill, having received the requisite constitutional majority, is therefore passed.
The measure allows officers to contribute $10 to the pension fund for every month they served before 1976. That's the year the fund reportedly began to accept minorities. In return, the fund would credit officers for those missed months. For example, if Lewis Graham contributes enough to make up for those years between 1964 and 1976, he could receive an extra $285 a month when he retires. Although the amount may seem small, Graham says he'll take full advantage of it.
The minute we can, I am ready to send him my check. You know, I just never dreamed that this day would come. And I'll tell you, I've been on cloud nine all day long.
It comes at a cost to the state. The bill's sponsor, Tyrone Brooks of Atlanta, says Georgia will have to subsidize the payouts, estimated to be about $1 million a year for 20 years.
This is really a way for the state to say, we made a mistake, we were wrong. By passing this legislation, we're trying to make things right.
The measure appears likely to pass the state Senate, too. Fund administrators say as many as 3,000 working officers could apply for benefits under the bill. But those who already have retired, like James Booker, are excluded. Booker says he hasn't given up hope.
I would never, ever give up as long as I can speak. If God allowed me to keep my voice, I wasn't going to keep quiet about it until I start getting my money that's due to me.
Pension fund officials don't know how many police officers are still alive who worked before 1976. State lawmakers are considering other legislation to help retirees, but chances for passage this year are uncertain. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in Atlanta.